What I do is now I'm focused on still the marketing and sales components and helping your business grow, but doing it in a way where I can help you build your own team, develop your own strategy so you can do everything in-house and do all of that with remote workers. So it is feasible, it can be consistent. And look, when you're trying to grow a small business, there's a couple of things, right? The first thing is, one, they tend to become all-consuming. So there's so much to do. There's so many different things pulling our attention, so many different ways. It's difficult not to just constantly be working and constantly be wrapped up in what the business needs. And the second thing is,
you're listening to Cary Lutz's Financial Survival Network, where you get valuable information you just can't find anywhere else. To thrive in today's trying times, you need the Financial Survival Network now more than ever. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and get your free newsletter and gift. Financial Survival Network, now more than ever.
And welcome. You are listening to and watching the Financial Survival Network. We are on the road. I am in Thailand right now and playing the digital nomad. And hey, any of you people out there in Thailand, I'll be here for another week and a half or so. Shoot me an email, kl@carylutz.com. If you want to get together, love to see you. I've already met John. John, been a loyal fan of the show for many years, and him and his wife were so nice, showed me all over Bangkok, introduced me to people where I am now. I'm further south in the country, and just have been having the most amazing time. The food, the people, the culture, it's amazing. My producer, Melissa, schedules a meeting with Scott Cox. We're talking, and it turns out we're like a couple of miles away from each other. Hey, Scott, you've been playing the digital nomad for quite a while now. It's great to have you on the show. And I know you've got some useful information. If you are a small business, you're looking to scale up and you're looking to not work for the business, but have the business work for you. Because so many times I've been in this, small businesses, you wind up, you are working for the business. So you've got a job. And what Scott, you help people do is actually liberate themselves from that so that the business works for them, building remote teams. Just tell us how you do this.
Yeah. So again, thanks for having me on. And I look forward to connecting here. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Love living in Thailand. Love living this digital nomad life. And, you know, I left the States probably 2 years ago at this point. I've been traveling around South America, Southeast Asia, probably two best regions in the world. And yeah, it's been a good life. And so, you know, I had a marketing agency for quite a few years before I started this. And, you know, one of the reasons why I transitioned was because as a facilitator of, you know, like I had my own team and I would go to small businesses and I would help them implement, you know, marketing through my team. You know, it just, there was a disconnect between the small business owners really getting it and how much I was really able to help them scale, because we would come in, we would help them market. They would start to have, you know, success. They would have more sales and then they didn't know what to do. So yeah. They would struggle to hire. They would struggle to know systems to put in place. They would struggle to know the processes, all these things. And I struggled with this stuff too. Like it was my thing, scaling my business. I thankfully and luckily I had some really good mentors that were in my circle that could really help me and guide me. You know, I even had like one of my good friends is he's a really hardcore programmer developer. He built his own CRM from scratch. And so he's like a systems process guy.
Sure.
And he really helped me get in that mindset of cultivating that. And so what I do is now I'm focused on still the marketing and sales components and helping your business grow, but doing it in a way where I can help you build your own team, develop your own strategy so you can do everything in-house and do all of that with remote workers. So it is feasible, it can be consistent. And look, when you're trying to grow a small business, there's a couple of things, right? The first thing is, one, they tend to become all consuming. So we there's so much to do. There's so many different things pulling our attention so many different ways. It's difficult not to just constantly be working and constantly be wrapped up in what the business needs. And the second thing is, it's expensive to grow a business. It's expensive and time consuming in and of itself. And so, utilizing remote workers, which is what I started doing when I started my marketing agency, has really been a game changer. It's allowed me to hire quality employees. It's allowed me to, automate systems and processes in my business, or at least take them off of my plate. I don't have to worry about them. And so, when I was in my marketing agency, seeing all these things happen, seeing the business owners, my clients struggle with these things, I just said, hey, I can help people in a bigger, more impactful way. I live an amazing life. As we discussed, I'm in Thailand and I've been bouncing around the world. And whether people want to travel or not, or they want to spend more time with their family, or they want to volunteer more in their communities, whatever it is that people want to do, a small business is a path to that, but you have to do it correctly. And so my goal is to help people get more out of life by creating a small business that actually serves them, like you said, instead of them serving a small business.
Yeah. So how do you do it correctly? What is the key towards making the business work for you and not being a slave to your business?
Yeah. Well, and I think this conversation has been quite, it has been discussed in different circles quite a bit. And so you can find this, it's nothing new, but it's systems, processes, and people, right? But the biggest thing here is, and a lot of people say that, right? Systems, process, people. You know, you put a system in place, you hire people, and you give them a process to work the systems, and that's it, right? And it essentially is that. But the biggest thing is us as business owners. There's so many, in so many areas when it comes to managing people, knowing how to create systems, putting these processes, we are just typically not educated. And we have little experience on how to do these things successfully and navigating different problems that come up. And so it is systems processes. It's, hey, if you are trying to do some sales, you should have a CRM and you should have a salesperson that's managing that CRM. And, you should give them an instruction on how to utilize the CRM so it matches the workflow in your business. But those things tend to seem to be pretty foreign with, small business owners, even if we just look at sales and we look at marketing, like how does a small business owner put together a sales pitch successfully that allows them to sell their business, And so there's so many things within us, that's my biggest thing is, we can look at those three items, but, we have to be able to be willing to grow. And learn
and change, right? The dreaded C word, change.
Yeah. Well, it's even like the biggest objection I get to hiring remote workers is, well, what can they do and can I trust them? And it's like, honestly,
good question.
You can probably trust them more than you can trust someone, from a Western country, to be honest. They're harder working. They want to perform well. They actually see your job at $4 to $6 an hour as a great opportunity for them, right? So they appreciate, versus you're going to pay someone in the States. I don't even know what you pay now. I mean, what, $12, $15 an hour?
20 and up, if you want somebody to actually do something.
Right. So it's insane what you're going to pay versus you can go find someone who's going to work twice as hard. They're going to be more loyal. They're going to stay much longer in your business for, $5 an hour, $6 an hour. Like, you're going to go there three, four.
Well, they're grateful, right? They're grateful for the position.
Yeah. You'll hear, yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Thank you. All those things where, even maybe a $20 hour employee in the States, you still get, begrudging looks and, showing up late and, who knows what else.
I always say there's a, two kinds of people in the world, those who can't do enough for you and those who can't do enough for you, right?
Right. Exactly. We lost your camera there. I lost your camera and your mic.
And my mic.
Oh, now you're back.
There we go. Now we got it. Sorry about that. I was just switching around apps here. So, hey, I always say there's two kinds of people in the world, those who can't do enough for you and those who can't do enough for you. And certainly hiring remotely, you know, they might not have the knowledge base, but they are very trainable, motivated, because they're grateful for this opportunity. Because, hey, $6 an hour in Thailand is some major money for these people. It's life-changing for them.
Yeah, right? And here's the thing is where we're at these days, right? You have technology. We have AI software, especially when it comes to marketing and sales, you know, tasks and skill sets that you know most businesses are trying to get done. You can pair, you know, a $5 an hour VA who maybe has 80%, 90% English capability with ChatGPT or an app like Hemingway, where it's going to basically take what they've written, it's going to expand on it, and then you can drop it into a Hemingway, which is going to reformat it into great English at a certain reading level, whatever you want, which is going to give you amazing content, you know, at a really digestible reading level.
Right.
But then you're paying $5 an hour to get it done. So really, you know, maybe a couple of years ago, I could see like, yeah, you know, okay, if you need someone who's like really proficient English copywriter, you're going to have to pay more. And we're talking like $10 an hour, which if you've been in business, if you've been in marketing, you know, copywriters go for way more than that. But, you know, with AI, it's just, I mean, they can work faster, they can get more done and better quality.
Well, right now, as we speak, my AI note taker, read.ai, is transcribing this. It's going to come up with a summary. And then I take that and use it to write show notes. It enabled me. I had somebody I was paying $20+ an hour to in the States who wrote show notes. She was amazing. But she didn't really understand the business that I'm in, what I do. Now I take this and hey, it's about 90% as good as her. I pay for this read.ai $120 a year and instead of 120 a week or 150 or 200. Right. And, you know, and my workflow is improved. So the AI can really do a lot for you. Hey, so that's just one example of what you can do. And when you're looking to help people, and you know, you onboard them into your process, what are you looking for when you take on a client? Because you don't just take anybody on. They've got to meet a certain criteria, because you only want to work with people who are going to be successful, right, Scott?
Yeah. And I mean, sometimes, you know, it's hard to know who exactly is going to be successful. But I mean, pretty much the kind of client that I'm looking for is going to be someone who's in the service industry. It could be residential services. It could be blue collar. It could be white collar services. That's kind of really my niche from the marketing agency. That's what I know really well. It's also one of the more difficult industries, I think, to market versus something like an e-commerce. I mean, they all have their pros and cons, but
intangible services.
But services industry, you know, probably doing, you know, I've you can go to my website. I have varying packages. So the first kind of offer I have is an audit where I come in and I just basically, we have like a 175-point audit. We go through your business and we just kind of highlight all the problems for you. So anyone at any level could benefit from that. Obviously, you probably want to be doing around, you know, six figures a year, you know, 100,000 a year to 120,000 a year to really benefit from that. Sure. Start implementing. And then, you know, you need to be in a mode of looking to hire. You need to be willing, you need to be open to the idea of letting go of some of the things in your business. So, you know, starting around 100,000 and up, you know, a lot of my clients are in the six figure to low seven figure range, looking to scale to multiple seven figures. But at the same time, not be making, you know, $1.5 million a year, be profiting $50,000, you know, and be working 80 hours a week in the business, which is how a lot of people seem to be building their businesses.
Yeah, who wants to do that? I mean, I've been there, done that. I got the t-shirt. I was successful at it. But knowing what I know now, I would just never do it the way I did then.
Yeah, same here. I want a simple life. I want to enjoy my life. So, if I can hire some remote workers, I can get some AI software and I can get some systems in place to help manage everything, and I can work, 10 to 20 hours a week and live a great life in Thailand or wherever I am. And,
It's all about happiness, right? The happiness factor. Everything you do should be aimed at achieving happiness in a blissful, balanced state. But unfortunately, not usually the case. That old saying, most people lead a life of quiet desperation.
Absolutely. Yeah,
So.
I think happiness is one of those things where I don't necessarily think that's the goal, because happiness, can fade different times and things like that. But I think you choose to be happy, and I think if your environment is correct, it's much easier to choose to be happy. So, you can create an environment where, you don't have to be like, oh, I'm going to be happy today. You can just be happy because you've created a simple life. And I think that's one of the problems, we were talking, briefly before we started the podcast, about, the US and everything. And I think that's just one of the things that the West does, especially the US does really well, is they just keep people busy. And I think part of keeping people in the rat race, if we keep them busy, they'll be distracted and they won't,
Keep the
realize.
hamster on the wheel.
Exactly.
Hold out a little food, hold out some drugs, hold out entertainment prospects. But what we're talking about here is the difference between I heard a doctor say it on YouTube. It's not my thing. He says, pleasure is dopamine. Happiness is serotonin, right? And it's so true. So, hey, I'm going to put you on the spot here, Scott. Three things, if you're a business owner, you can do right now to up your marketing game.
All right, three things. Start documenting what you're doing. You don't have to just create random content, or try to create random content. Document what you're doing. That's a Gary Vee thing that has always been true and resonated with me. So just document it. Put that out there for people to see. And let's see, what would the third thing be? Document what you're doing. Put it out there, and be consistent. Honestly, be consistent. That those would be the three things. As simple as that, because most people aren't any of those. Most people aren't documenting what they're doing. They're trying to create these, like a lot of small business owners, and it's just because we don't know. But we'll go out and we'll spend $5,000 on a company to do a 3-minute commercial, right? And it's like no one's watching a 3-minute commercial anymore.
There's no way, man. If you get them to watch for 15 seconds, you're doing amazing, right?
So,
No way.
so document what you're doing, make and that'll be interesting because people are actually, and you see this on TikTok, right? You see how many people are just, metal workers and wood fabricators and all these, and they're just literally have a camera on a tripod and they're just recording and talking to the camera. It's fascinating.
I
And
have to tell you, I got to tell you a funny story about that.
yeah.
So, toilet in my house. It was doing what's called phantom flushing
Yeah.
because leaking, the flapper isn't sealing. So the water drains out. And then when it gets to a certain point, it flushes. And that's called phantom flushing. So I said, well, hey, I'm pretty handy. I'm going to go onto YouTube and I'll find some plumbers that tell you how to fix it, what to do. So I go. And they say, buy a flapper. And so I buy it. And of course, I buy a universal flapper, which I come back and I said, well, as long as I'm doing one toilet, I'll do the other toilet too, because it's probably going to need it. So, of course, the universal flapper is not universal. It doesn't fit mine. So back to Home Depot, return them, get the other universal flapper. I get that. And all right, I pulled the other one out. Well, I made the mistake of not turning off the water. And there's a hose that goes into the float. And I knocked the hose. And all of a sudden water is shooting all over the place. I'm drenched. I'm cursing my brains out. Finally, I get the wherewithal. I turn off the water in the toilet, which I should have started with. And I'm thinking, oh my God, I'm going to have to call a plumber here now to come fix this thing. And he's going to laugh at me, and I'm going to have to pay more money for him to fix my mess while I get my wits about me, put the hose back in, change the flapper. The phantom flushing stopped. So the point is, when you start doing this, you're going to get soaking wet because you're going to make mistakes. But the end goal, the satisfaction of not having to call the plumber to come fix your mess, far outweighs the uncomfortability that you encounter. So I think you really could teach people a lot. Hey, how do we find you? How do we connect with you on the web, assuming that we're not traveling to Thailand?
Yeah, if you're coming to Thailand, I'm here for a while, so definitely let me know. But you can go to my website at stxconsulting.co. So you can find out more about what I do there. But you can also connect with me on social. I have a YouTube channel where I publish videos. We're actually changing up the style of videos. We're going to start doing more documentary and stuff, and I've done a lot of videos on sales, marketing, and VAs or remote workers. So if you're looking for how to do those things, all of that content is on my YouTube channel. We've got 60-something videos on there that highlight those things from a top level that can be applied to any business. And now we're going to start we're still talking about those things, but I'm going to be showing how this plays out in my life, because people seem to be way more interested in how I actually live my life by implementing these things themselves.
Well, Sam.
Right. So we're going to be highlighting that and showing my crazy life of getting multiple passports and moving countries. And, how do I just literally decided to move to Thailand in December. 2 weeks later, I left Indonesia and now I'm living in Thailand. Like, when you have a business, how do you do that? I think most people want to do that. So you can follow me on YouTube at Nomad Talk. And that O is a zero. So N0 Mad Talk. And then you can find me on Instagram, Facebook, everywhere else at the same handle, N0 Mad Talk. And follow my journal. Reach out.
All right. Excellent, man. Hey, we really appreciate you coming on. Got a question for Scott or myself? The email address is kl@kerrylutz.com. Even though I am 12,000 miles away from Florida, I'm still getting all my emails and everything. I've got the local Thai cell phone service, so I've got my data, so I'm still a data junkie. kl@kerrylutz.com. We return everything. And hey, to get Scott's link and everything else, it's in the show notes to this interview on financialsurvivalnetwork.com. And while you're there, sign up for a free newsletter. Scott, been a pleasure. We will definitely connect soon.
Sounds good.
Thanks for listening to Kerry Lutz's Financial Survival Network, your solution to today's trying times. For the latest, go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com. Financial Survival Network, now more than ever.